Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, shehakol nehiyeh bidvaro.
Amen.
What a gewaltige moirudik eschus. Number one, to come back to yeshiva, the yeshiva kadosh, yeshiva sinei Yisrael, the unparalleled, most miyuchadik yeshiva. Certainly outside of Eretz Yisrael, what a gewaltige eschus to have learned here. What a tremendous, humbling cover to come and to speak to such a choshuva, miyuchadik ha'olam. So b'shus chem, and b'shus, of course, amora of Rabbi Sai, and b'shus, our Baruch Shlita for being Masada, putting this all together, and everyone taking out the time from your very busy and hectic schedules to come out and to share some Divrei Torah, Divrei Chizek with Siyata Nishmaya together. Allow me to start with a Maisa that someone shared, an old Yadid. He met me one day and he says, Rav Eitan, I have to share with you. And he's a paramedic, he was on the plane, he's Baruch Hashem, a successful Abala boss, and he's sitting in business class in El Al on the way back from Eretz Yisrael. And lo and behold, as he's sitting there in business class, he takes out his art school Gemara, he's holding by the daf, and he sits and he starts to shtay. And he's tasting the Gevaldige Masikis and Arevis Atayra. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, a secular Israeli Jew comes and sits down, his seatmate in the business class seat, adjacent to his. And he mamish looks like the old CEO of Apple, Steve Jobs. He's got the black jeans and the black t-shirt. And he pulls out an iMac and an iPhone and an iTouch, every Apple device you can imagine. After all, Apple came along into the world and it's all about I, right? Yidden used to eat Rugalach, Canada Loch, Krep Loch. Now kids are eating Bisli, Kefli. It used to be Loch with the suffix Loch. Everything was Loch. And now it's Bisli, Kefli. And along comes an Apple. And it's all about the iMac and the iPhone and the iTouch. It's all about the I. So this year, he gets up and he's taking out all the myriad Apple devices. And he's setting up shop in his magnificent, ever luxurious business class LL seat. And my friend, the paramedic, looks up and he says to him, watching as he plugs in device after device, Mama Shateki Shain Kamo, and he says, my dear friend, Yedidi, I see you've really got it all. And he turns my way. And he peruses that art school Gemara sitting in my lap. And he says to me with a frown, he says, no, I'm sorry to say, you've got it all. Who's got it all? The one with all the sundry Apple devices? No. Adon who has Torah Seinu HaKadosha, the one sitting with the Gemara and steiging on the plane. And yes, yes indeed, that secular Israeli was fully cognizant. Who's got it all? He's not the one on top of the world with all these fancy devices. No way. One Gemara sitting right there, that's who's got it all. Well-known story when Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was traveling with the Ger Rebbe throughout North America, and they passed over Niagara Falls, and Rav Aaron Leib Zatzal was Shakua, fully immersed in his learning, sitting with the Gemara in front of him, and the those who were Malava, the Grand Entourage, those Hasidim, and Anshei Maisa, they're looking out the window, and they see, lo and behold, it's Niagara Falls, and they say, Rebbe, Rebbe, please close the Gemara for but a moment, come out and see Niflo Sabore. Actually, you can make a bracha, say massive racist. Let's see Niflos Abore. And Rav Aaron Leib Zatzal holds up the Gemara and he says, I need to see Niflos Abore. Ein lecha Niflos Abore gedola mizu. I've got it all. Right here in my hands, I've got what everybody covets. I've got the greatest gift in the history of the world. Zok Shlomo Melech lechochem ikolodim and mishlei perek dalim. Aposik beis ki lekach tov nasati lechem terasi atozov zok the grof and art. The lekach tov, it's referring to mitzvahs terasi atozov the Torah and state in various places throughout Chazal and others perek vamish and gimel and brokos dafayim and aleph. Hey tov ila Torah shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lechem terasi atozov. We've got the greatest gift in the history of the world. This is tov. Vayol lekimis arki tov, the very first adjective that really described and modified what my sev reishus is all about Tov, writes the Ramban, writes the Maral. It's on the road to Shlemus. Nothing brings you to Shlemus like the Torah. Nothing brings you to Simcha. Ain't Simcha kesimcha satayra zok deshag yasari and shuvah simon zamachay. A person's Makai in the mitzvah say their isa simchas yontim is manaseh. Aye they what? Aye they leaving our Torah. State the tilim David Melech and you test test bikudi Hashem yishor mesamchay lev. This is a gavaldig yasimcha. Ain't Simcha kesimcha satayra. I don't need any owner of the flow sabor. Yes, Rav Shachas or David Kaplan writes in his book, Major Impact, was once traveling the Talmidim from Machasana back from Yishalayim towards Bnei Brak, and they passed years ago the very first skyscraper that was going up in Tel Aviv. And they said, Rebbe, Rebbe, take your head out of the Gavor, but Mechilas Gavon, the Rosh Hashiva, you have to see this man-made skyscraper. Give all the good neflos. He says, I need to see a man-made neflos. Hey, Lecha, neflos, Avori, Gedolim, I have the Gemara. I don't need anything else. Nothing else is as inspiring. Nothing else overtakes me, overwhelms me, inspires and uplifts me. That's the Torah HaKadosha. That's the greatest simcha, that's the greatest tov. Ain't tov, ella Torah, shenemar ki lekach tov, nasati lechem, brochas tafeim, amches, avos vav gimel, that's the greatest representation, the paradigm of what emes tikas simcha and tov is all about. That's Torah Seinu HaKadosha, the greatest gift in the history of the world. Simor of Rabbeisai, a little hara. Talmud Muvik of the Brisker of the Helegay Mekbrochas Echansanik Levrocha. And Yonei Simchas Yontif. Rabbi Ben Rabzeev Pomeranchik. And writes in Daf Kuv Ches in Yonei Simchas Yontif based on the well-known Gemara in Erchen Daf Yer Aleph Amen Aleph. Our Gemara discusses the Indian of Shira. And then the Gemara says, what's the greatest form of Simcha? Our state in the Gemara, Menayin, Likashim, and Atov, Vachule. Rav Masna, Rav Meyocha, Tachas, Shishol, Levato, Shol, Mekech, Vesimcha, Vetzav, Leiva. Hey, so we have Odesh, Vesimcha, Vetzav, Leiva. Havi, Omer, Zu, Shira. We're searching. We're all on a quest. We have to find something that Chazal brand, the choice appellation. It's described not just as Moira that it conjures up and engenders in Yoni, Rikshay, Simcha, but it's Simcha juxtaposed to Tov, Leiva. We're searching for something that's described and branded this lofty appellation called Simcha V'Tov Levav. So which one is it? Zok the Gemara Vayter. Ema Divrei Torah D'chsiv. Our Pesuk in Tehillim Yotes V'Kudi Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev. Zok the Gemara Mesamchei Lev Ikri Tov Lo Ikri. It's not called Tov. Fred Tosis of Fanart, the obvious kasha. What do you mean? Ki Elak Yachtov. Tosis gives two terutzim. Okay, it's Tov, it's not Tov Levav. Whichever terutz you choose to espouse and Tosis and the other Rishonim, Hakol Ponim State in Chazal. That Torah HaKadosha is Ma'ora Rikshei Simcha. It's described as Mesameach the Lev. It's called Tov, but it's not called Tov Lev. It's not described with that choice title, that choice appellation of Tov Lev. Now, Sam Chalev, Ikri, State, and Erechon Yad Aleph, but Tov Lo Ikri. Frek, the Gemara, Eime, Bikurim, the Asim, Samach, the Bechala, Tov, Tov Ikri, Tov Lev, Lo Ikri, Harim, Avor, Zok, Eime, Brocha, there, Gimel, Madrigas, Besimcha. You have Simchas Bikurim, that's called Simcha, Avit Tov, but it's not Tov Lev. Simchas Atayra, described as Masam Chilei, but it's not called Tov Lev. Simchas Ashira, that's Yesh Makola, Gimel, Dvorim, it has Simcha, it has Tov, it has Lev. Sayin Simcha, Kenyan, Hashira. Zogtei Mekbrocha Mamish Halacha Lamaisa. The Bahag, the Ramban, talk about the mitzvah of Kriyas HaHalel incorporated into Minyan HaMitzvahs. Chelek of Simcha Sacha Kriyas HaHalel Nitztavinu L'smoch B'chomenei Smochas V'Hashira Mechlalon. Encompassed therein is this lofty Musa called Shira. Lefiza Nimtza writes the Chelekei Mekbrocha. Hafle B'fella. Techi of Simcha Sacha Guan Madrega Shira, where you have a Simcha V'Tov Leva. Ulefi Devorim Eilu Nira. Mashanogim and Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres coinciding, of course, with Simchas Taira. And the minigis l'smoch harvi and the gemara shul Taira shulchan be'eis ma'isa misimchas achag einam yaitzim azay yedei chovas simchas achag. Ah, you're all labedik with the Taira, but it can't just be the Taira. It has to be malkorchach a Taira that's accompanied by shira. Afilu mneima kedasa paiskin in the midst of Saint Trichas Kavana. Him kainim samach la Taira meila yaitzim nami mazay simchas achag mekomokum lefi anis bayer. Tesimchas haTorah eina ela madrega shel mesamchei lev v'tov lo ikri. Nimtzin d'havi memait b'simcha. Because Simchas Chag mandates the highest madrega, the inyan of simcha coupled with tov, coupled with leva. By just dancing with the Sefer Torah. Aye, we dance with the Sefer Torah as did David and Melech before us. That's the way we manifest and express our gevaldig geshmak aleva the gesimcha that we have the simcha satira. And it's a gevaldig simcha satira, but it doesn't represent everything. It has to be accompanied with Shira. Without Shira, you don't have the simchas yontiv, the simchas achag, bishle musa. As I paskin zayme broch. Now, Avada Shira, the highest Madrega, beautiful Minchas Elazar, the Halig Amun Katsa Rebbe writes in a Sefer Devarei Torah in Chelek Vav and Osai in Ches, says, why, in fact, do we call song Shira? Zot the Halig Amun Katsa Rebbe, the Minchas Elazar, Shira is Lashon Shirayim. You go to Chasidus Shatish, and what do? You get Shirayim, you want to get the leftovers. Tzilin of Hashchayr of Chaim Kanevsky also find Makoros Beis in Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah. There's an Indian of Shirayim. Zogt the Minchas Elazar. When there's so much you want to express and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're so mezdabik and mischaber to the Borei Olam, and you're overwhelmed with Gevaldig and Madrig of Simcha, there's so much you can't encapsulate with mere words alone. What do you do? As the Maral says, Shir only comes Mikvas and heels of Simcha of Shlemus. Then you break out in what? You break out in Shira Lashon Shirayim. You can no longer harness that Gevaldig and Madriga of Simcha in the Neshama. When it's the Shirayim, it overflows the boundaries and the borders of your Halig and Neshama, and you can no longer contain it. You can harness it no longer. That's the Shirayim of the Neshama of the Rikshei Lev that are overflowing Machmas, the Gevaldig and Madriga. Dvekus with the Abishta, with the Borei Olam, and thus you break out in Shira Lashon Shirayim. Say, I understand you need Shira, you need Kriya Sahala, I understand you need Simcha. Zogdei Mebrocha, Halacha Lamaisa, you're not the Yaitse, you're just Simcha Satira. Rabbi said, we walk away from an Mebrocha, we walk away from an Erech and Yad Aleph from an Aleph. Bikurim, one Madrega. Taira, Nacha Madrega. Aye, but Shira's greater than Taira. What is Pshataka? Why Lamaisa Lakushta the Mill says Tarasena Akadaisha not described as and defined as Simcha Vatov Leva? Simcha Tov, but not Leva, Mapesha Hadvarim, Tsarchiim God. Came cross a Gavaldigach Samsaifa. The Halig Chasam Sofer is writing in the drushes, his first drush, L'chag HaSukkos. Chasam Sofer turns our attention to that Gemara that we just discussed in Erech and Yad Aleph and Aleph. And the Chasam Sofer too is bothered, why L'chayra is Torah not defined as Tov Levav? Hazot the Chasam Sofer as follows. Alafi ani yazdaiti ha'inyan k'sha'odam mile kol tavosav Azai nikra tov leiv kimo ki tov leiv ha-melech b'yayin. And when it comes to the Olam HaGashmi, to the world, the realm of the mundane and the material, then Eina Chanami, then we have a shaychus to the musug of Tov Levav. Tov Levav connotes and conveys the sense, I have a satisfaction, I feel complete. Amargish Shleimus, Amargish Shagavaldig, Simcha Tov Levav. I am all mamish pishleimus with this Indian in front of me. So you could have a Gavaldig prime rib, and you could have a steak, and you could go to an Eyesor Yachai Kala, and you know that our Baruch Shlit is going to make sure the Gashmi is the top of the line. Ruchni is too, but Avada, you have to take care of the Gashmias. So you know you're going to walk out of a dinner in Yisrael. It's going to be Tov Levav, Ki Tov Levav Melech B'Yayin. Oh, but when it comes to leaving a Torah, Zog the Sam Sofer, Amemela, Amna Medivrei Torah, the Shaykh has Stavkis Ki Imachoyom, A Yosef Ometz V'Taiba V'Cheshek, V'Shtokukus U'Dvegis Pashem Elokai. How for the Sam Sofer? He goes on to say the Sam Sefer that the Eibishter Kilu ingrained was mashrish into the Teva, into the Bria. No matter how much you learn, no matter how many times you go through Shas, you go through Kol Tor Kula, and you Messiah Kol Tor Kula, as Reb Chaim Kanevsky Zatzal did year after year, annually you can Messiah Kol Tor Kula. Or like that, Dominic Pastor Shulchan, where Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov so fascinating describes, I see him as Halig Rebbe the Grua, Zatzal made on Kol Chokhmah Sheba Olam alongside Kol Tor Kula. it's gavaldik, and you know what? When you get to that shleimus, you still feel I haven't even scratched the surface, as the Gemara writes in the Kutei Agro, until in Kapitel Yutes, what's this idea of Torah Hashem Tamima? Zok the Gemara, imagine you lived 1,000 years, and somebody gave you a pail, and you sat alongside the Pacific Ocean, and 24/7, 365, you took that pail, and arduously, laboriously, you went and you emptied out the Pacific Ocean. After living for 1,000 years, 24/7, 365, you look out of the Pacific Ocean, what do you see? It's Tamima. You barely scratch the surface. Zok to grow. That's Torah, however much you learn. You can be through Kol Chochma Shemolam. You can be through all the Torah culture, cool on your fingertips, like the grow. Kirush Alam and Amalav Kisvei Maluchi Bechav Shinatu Vavanecha Shiva Chodon Meficham Shemu Shilcha Adam Dover Al Tegam Gemol Tano Meyad. You can have a Tamamish Begeder Kisvei Maluchi Bechav as a Chaim Voloshin distinguished between his Rebbe the grow and his brother the Talmud Mufuk Rav Zalman of Voloshin the Tol the Sodom. He knows Shas Kol Tarkul like someone knows Ashri forwards, but by the Rebbe the Gra, it's Mamish Bebechinas Kisvei Maluch Libecha. He sees it in front of his eyes every second, every moment of the day, and he can tell you the word that comes before the Pintest magnified exponentially. That's the Gra by Kol Tarkul. And yet the same Gra says you can learn for 1,000 years. You could be Rav Elio Hagabi Vilna and Alpha Pikein. You look out and you see it's still Torah Hashem Tamima. I barely scratched the surface. Zogdech Sam Sefer. Yes, you could go out to a restaurant, you could come to an Eisho Yachekali, you can have a gemaldig of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you can walk out, Simcha Matov Levav, Meredik! And your wife, Eishes Chayil, says, did you eat? Did you take care of the Gashmi? And a father who's paying attention to the Gashmi? Well, the mice, it was Tov Leiva Melch. And then you walk out of the Ruchni. And you have Shirim by Hagol, and Morning Rabbi Eretz Seabrook with Shlita. And Marina, and we have and all the other Choshev and Magide Shir. And you walk out and you say, how was the 2 day Yachakala? You know, I don't feel Beshlemus just yet. No matter how many Shirim it's... And imagine you sit in Shavuos night and you sit in your plug and your mom is over and you're sitting Shakua all night and you're staying up as there was a chever and you saw not just staying up the first night of Shavuos, staying up Nachamul the second night of Shavuos. And you walk out of Shavuos and you're chasing the sechtas. And how do you feel? You're told, but you don't feel told labor. Why? Because the Abishur Zuk to some Sefer was mashrish into the Bria. He ingrained, incorporated into the Bria. You will never experience Shlemus when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to Liman HaTayru. Of a fella, similar Indian, the Basayan. Let's go to a Moyrika Chasidish Sefer, the Halig of Basayan, and the beginning of Parshas Kisovo. All right, the Basayan, we have the Medrash HaYadu in Koheles Rama, Parsha Aleph, and O Salam and Beis. Ain't the Mace Vachatzi Tavosa Biyodo. Someone who has a money, he wants Masayim. Someone who has Masayim, he wants Dalar Meyas. You'll never be satisfied. Zok the Halig of Basayan. If when it comes to Gashmius, a Yid will never be satisfied, then there has to be an echo of what's taking place in the Olam HaRuchni. And thus, if Koheles, Zion Yedalet, Zelum HaZe'asolokim, if in the world of Gashmi there's a Musik, there's a concept, that Eino Domeis V'chatzi Tavosu Yodi Yolah, people, they have money, they want Masayim, they have Masayim, they want Dalet Meis. I remember decades ago, I remember Larry Ellison, the CEO of Oracle, when he crossed the threshold, $20 billion he had. They said, are you happy? You have $20 billion, you can buy anything you want. I ration off just a little bit to the White Shore, right? To Linnea Yisrael, just give it $20 billion. What are you going to do with 20 minutes? Hey, said, are you happy? He says, I'm not happy. Why? There's still plenty of people in the world still richer than I am. You have a money, you want Messiah. You have Messiah, you want Dalet Meis. I'm a Mela when it comes to Ruchni and Zok the Basayan. It's the Zelmazach. There has to be an echo in the Olam Ruchni, and indeed there is. And no matter how much you think you learned, no matter how many years you sit in yeshiva, how many years you sit in kol avodas levi, acharei kechos hakol sof kol sof, no matter how many mesechtas you know, you still feel that there's no midas hastavkas. You don't feel the bechina of tov leva. You're not the mamish margis that acts like the shleivas. Zuk to some say for a whole group of neighbors that didn't why. Never think, oh, that's it. I finished the quota. I did kol tarkul. Now I can sit. I can relax. I can take it easy. No, the heilige gra. Amish le tesva posach of dalet. If you're not steiging incessantly, continuously on the ladder of Sulam HaTorah and the Sulam HaAvodah, then you're going down. There's no such thing as the mere maintenance of status quo in Yiddishkeit. If you're not continuously steiging, you're not continuously growing, that's it. Then you will never get to that Shlemus in Inyanei Torah. You have to always be imbued and ingrained with the steikikus. More Torah, more Torah.
I want to get as much as I can. That midas hestavkus only appears in the olam hagashmi in one sense, but in the olam haruchni you'll never have that degree of shleimus. Because the Eibeshter Kaviyachol always wants you to have an insatiable appetite, always to be thirsting. I remember years ago, Rav Yaakov Weinberg, the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, I took us to the Gemara in Tainas, Dav Zayinim and Aleph, and the Gemara says the Torah is Nimshul Olamayim, the Gemara's Hemshich is that just like Mayim goes from a high place to a low place, so to Torah you have to make yourself low, everything comes down to Anibus and Adam and Hay. Torah is given in a Midbar Ayde Moshe Beinu, the most humble, the Onav Mikol Onav, in the desert, on the lowest of all mountains, up to Yitzchak Isachover, and his Or Olam and Simet Samach Aleph, and Rav Avram Achia Groz Malas Torah, all of Torah's Merum is in Anava. What's Anava? Ayin Nun Vav Hay, Ayin Kenegad the Shivim Pon Latira, Nun Keneged the Nun Sharibina, Nedarm Lamachesra Shon Chafal from a base, Vav Keneged Shisha Suri Mishna, Hey Keneged Hamishukham Shaytira. So Torah Nimshalola Mayim, Mayim goes from high to low, you have to make yourself low. Added Rav Yaakov Weinberg Zatzah, added the Rosh Yeshiva. That every other drink in the world, you want a cappuccino, you want an espresso, you'll take it even if you're not thirsty. You want to stay up, a bissel coffee, maybe some Diet Coke with a lemon, maybe some something seltzer with a flavor. Anything else in the world you'll drink, then there's something that's pulling you, that's moishich you, to want to be time that specific, that designated time. Mashenkin water. Nobody drinks water unless you're thirsty. The doctors have been telling us for decades the proverbial 8 cups of water a day. How many yidden are imbibing 8 cups of water a day? Teretz is because you only drink water when you're thirsty. Zach the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. You can only be kind of Torah when you're thirsty. You got to be thirsty for it. You got to keep drinking. You got to soak it up. Parenthetically, Lefi and Yisdaiti, Rav Tzodek is a Klaya Dua Bekamadukti throughout the Svart. And Yisrael Kadoshim and Osvav and so many other places. Every Akadot, every Maimer Chazal is couched in the context of a specific Masechta for a specific reason. So, Rabbi, what in the world is this Gemara? It's also some of a Kama. What's it doing in Tainus? Tainus, you're not eating, you're not drinking. And Tainus ain't Mayim el Taira. Who's thinking about Mayim? The Phineas Daiti, Teretz is Pasha. Davkan a Tainus, when you're staying alive and you're not imbibing any liquid and you're not consuming any food and you look at yourself and you say, what's keeping me alive? Am I Taira and Chai, and that's it. This is the air that we breathe. Or as a Baruch Bir said, no, it's not the oxygen, the air that we breathe, it's life itself. Shteitin Posekim Chayinu V'yorachimenu. It is life. This is life itself. I can't live without it. And Tainus, what's keeping you alive? Davkan, against the wreck of the backdrop of Tainus. Then and only then can you fully incorporate and inculcate into your heart and mind that Ein Mayim Ela Torah. That's what it's all about. It's all about Torah. That's the ultimate Mayim. That's what we're thirsting for. Hoy kol tzomi luchol Mayim. Zek to some sefer. Eibishter made it. You'll never be fully satisfied. You never get to Kadei Sviya. Always thirsting. Always with an insatiable appetite and unquenchable thirst. I want more Torah. More Torah. Zek to some sefer. That's why Torah is called Simcha. And yes, it's called Tov, but it's not described as Tov Levav. You will never get there in Olam Hazeh. Alpi Dvar V'mamish makes the Gevaldige Medrash come to life. Medrash Rabba tells us in Parshas Vayechi, HaParshat Tzadi Zayin, V'yidgu Larov V'ker V'aretz Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Shemavas in his Bracha, to Menashe and Ephraim. Hazog the Heilige Medrash of Fenart Klais on Nimshot to Dagi Yayam, and one of those aspects of that choice metaphor is that just like the Dagi Yayam, they're living in water, and Alpha Peak, and even though they're surrounded, they're absorbed, they're fully immersed in water, when it rains outside, Vishas Yerida Sagashomim, they start hopping and jumping, and they're jumping out, I gotta get another drop, noch a drop, noch a drop. Years ago, I read an article from Yer. Who knew fish, who knew water, a biologist. And he went out one day to the trout farm, and he timed it, Badafka, when it was raining. And he went out to the trout farm. And he wanted to see when it's raining, Chazal, right? You have to test Chazals. Okay, well, maybe he has to Shiloh. He went out to the trout farm, and he's looking at the fish, and it starts to pour. Not simply a drizzle, it's mama, Sharita's fish. And no fish, they're not popping, they're not jumping out. Says, I face him, what's going to be with Chazal? A few days later, he says, you know what? Let me take out a boat and go to the deep sea. He times it, synchronizes it with the next weather forecast when it's supposed to be pouring. And he goes out on a boat and he goes to the deep sea. And sure enough, the shas, yiridus hagasham, and the rain is rife, rampant all throughout. And the fish are jumping and they're popping and they're hopping every other drop, every additional drop. And he says, oh, chazal are true. Sa'ai, rabbi, say, ma peshat varm l'choretz poshet. If all you know is you're living in a trout farm, you're just in a little tiny pond. You don't have a sogus. You don't know what water is. You got a little bit of water. So the new rain comes out. You don't appreciate it in the end. But if you're in a deep sea, you know water. You're a mumcha when it comes to mayim, and you're living mamish in millions upon billions, trillions. You chop. You fully appreciate what the hasogus of mayim are all about. Mamela, you're going to start jumping. You're going to start going crazy. But you have to learn. You have to learn to know. What Torah is all that? Chashiv is a Torah. And then you jump out for another jump. And I talk it just saw this week. I read the article years ago. There's a new Geshmak book, Rav Gedaliah Honigsberg, page 18 of a new book about Rav Chaim and his halichas v'halochas called Bracha V'Hatzlocha. What better title, Bracha V'Hatzlocha? Somebody came over to me last week and he told me, Rabbi Fine, I went to Rav Chaim once and I asked the Sar HaTorah Maran, Sar HaTorah, the God, I asked him for a bracha and he gave me a buha. And I said, Rabbi, b'mechila, tshuvix, can I get the longer brachas? He says, no problem. Buha. So they came out with a book now, Bracha V'Hatzlocha, page 18. They actually write that Rabbi Chaim's personal doctor, Dr. Hart, had an aquarium. And he approached the Heiliger Rav Chaim one day. And he said, Rabbi, I have an aquarium. And every time I change the water, I'm putting in the water. My goldfish, they don't jump out. They're not popping out. They're not jumping for drops. So Chaim says, but go to the deep sea. And you'll see they'll talk to me jumping. Why? Because only a Talmid Chacham, someone who learned Torah, someone who appreciates it, someone finishes with Sechtes, Shabbos, I'm a kibbutz legwar in his father. You have to know, you have to have your deus. Once you have the Torah, another vart, another vart, geshmak, another vart, another vart. What year does one hear another vart and another vart? I heard it all done, you'll hear it again, nochol, Torah. But you have to have a sogus. And someone who talk has a sogus, another vart and another vart, how geshmak. Ain't simcha kesimcha satay. You want to keep tasting it. L'chayim. In Mayim al Torah. Meila, yes, the Emek Bracha. Torah is not Bishle Musa. To be Mekayim Simchas Yontif Kidaboy Kefi, all the Gimel Madregas delineated off an art and Erech and Yon Aleph and Man Aleph. You can't just have the Inyan of Bikurim. You can't even just have the Inyan of Bikuri Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chaylev Liman Atayra. You have to work up to that Madrego called Shira, Shira Loshin Shirayim, bursting forth Kriya Sahalel. And only when the dancing, the labor dekikait is accompanied by Shira, then there's what to talk about. And Kaya Duwa, we have the Pachri Yitzchak citing the famous mice in the Chedush Yarim. And it was a Simchas Torah years ago. And there were two Bochum dancing labor dek with the Torah. And one of the Talmidim came over to the Chedush Yarim and said, Rabbi, look at these two Talmidim, Reuven and Shimon. Look at how Leibedik, their Rakita, their dancing is Meiredik. And the Chedush Yarim looked and he says, you see, Reuven, the one on the left, he'll dance another 15 minutes and then he'll be utterly exhausted and he's going to sit down for the night. But Shimon, his friend, as you did on the right, he's going to be dancing Leibedik with the Torah Kedosha all night. Maisa Shai Kacho. And that's what played out. So the Talmud came back to the Rebbe. He says, Rabbi, Ruach HaKadosh, Nevuah, how'd you know? He says, Lo Novi Anoichi, Lo Ben Novi Anoichi. But I saw that Reuven was dancing for all the Torah that he learned in the past. All the Torah that he learned in the past, that's a Dover Mesuya. And a Mela has dancing that is commensurate with that Limud Sheva Ovar. It's going to be a Dover Mesuya, and it's going to be that fourth thing. That's it. He stopped dancing. He was B'Sameach over all that he learned in the previous year. B'Zehu. Mashaykin Shimon, his colleague, as you did on the right, he's not simply dancing for the Torah that he learned in the past. No, he's setting his sights on all the Geshmak HaTorah he has yet to learn this coming year and future years. He's not the Margusheni Bechidus the Stavkis. He always says, that Chuka Pnimis, the Chuka Salev. Noch, I want more Torah, more Vertlich. I want to keep dancing Mamela. The dancing that's commensurate with that Mabat, that worldview and that perspective, that's going to be a labor dick of dancing that's going to go all night. And Kaya Dua Ravurman Zatzal Rosh Hashiva. And see, Cheslevi and many other Mepharshim point this out already in Chagiga Daf Tesem Beis. Chagiga Tesem Beis, hey, to Hillel. tells us we have a posik in Malachi in the Treya Supper, a Gimel posik in Ches. That we have an Ovid Elokim, Ein Adam, and Ovid Elokim, L'Asher Lo'avodo. What do you mean? Yes, they can both be Tzadika, but he's not called Eben Hashem. Why? Ein Adam, Misha Shona Pirko. Mea Pama, Misha Shona Pirko, Mea Pama Ve'echad. Ein Adam. And what's the Inyan? The Inyan is when you get to 100, it's great. It's a round number. It's a minion, a misper mesuyim. I got to 100, that's it. I am done. You chasid brochus 100 times, okay? You can put it away. No. What do you mean? You can 5 times in chas? Hatanamini, abon zin, and endamile, command the man chemekise, the reboy of the 4, outlined by Irvin and Dalar Base. You have to chas everything you learned 4 times. Snipe the credit, igrosoche, lega. If you didn't chas it 4 times, you didn't do it once. So you did the reboy of the 4, 5 times in chas, tanamini, abon zin, and it doesn't stop there. You got to get to 101. And a chai veloshin said, okay, Rebbe, if I get to 101, then I can take it easy. He says, no way. He says, "Kol yomov ba'omad v'hach sarkai." You always have to be chasuin. You can never say, rest on your laurel status quo. Always striking, always a new drop. You got to 100. Ahus and Evan Elokim. The one who writes when he got to 100, take it from Yad instantly. What does he do? He starts already the talich, the process towards 101. What's 101? Finish the first 100, I'm already starting the next 100. Not simply looking back, saying, yes, what a gewaltig accomplishment, and indeed, Avada, there's a place for that. But it's always with the tshuka, dila osid, always setting one's sights on the future. How much more I have to learn, how much more Torah there is, kol zman shener dolek, how much more I have to soak up. That's 101. That's an Evan Amiti. That's someone who says, I have to keep striking. Daf after daf, more mesechtes, kol yoma ba'ova rahosakai. There's no such thing as 100, it's got to be 101. Soak the Arizal. That the Malach Mamuna on Zikaron, you want to remember, you're learning it's Michoel Gematria 101, because to chaser, to know, you got a chaser 101 times, Chido, and Perakir Gimel of Eskisirachim on Mesecha Seifrim, Torah Tziva Lona Moshe, Tziva Gematria 101, Shilam Alas Mi Ayin Yavo Ezri, Mi Ayin 101, Zok the Groy Shekinim and Shikos Pil, Peyud Evov, Gematria 101, Zochar Shochach, Zochar, writes the girl, writes the Kleyoker, Zochar is 227, Shochach is 328. The Nakudas Hahevdol, the distinction between Zohar and Shochach, 328 and 227 is 101. Gematria Tziva, Gematria Me'ayin, Gematria Piu, Zokta of David Conan is Kunchus, Aidi de Zutter, Amagilis Rus and Simon Gimel. We take a look at the Mishnah and Olos and Perakal, the Mishnah Chas, the Abishter made 248 of Horeb, 101 on the right, 101 on the left, and the remaining 46 are in the middle. To tell you what, the Abishter Kaviyoch Chazard, 101 on the right, 101 on the left. That's Chazorah. 101 says, I'm never done. Ein adoma mishashona pirko mea palmen mea palmen v'echad. Whatever we finish, we keep growing, we keep steiging. And that's what Shavuos Abaleinu the Taiva is all about. Yes, we stop momentarily and we take an accounting of what we've learned in the past, and then we come to get ready to be Mechin Kedaboy for Shavuos Mama Tanto Seinu. And when you say, Abishter, however much, I got to come back to Yeshiva. I got to come back for more Shiurim. I have to have that drive. That's going to be a trigger. That's going to engender more feelings of saying, I got to keep learning, keep growing, more Ian, more Bekias. More drops of unparalleled sweetness of the Maim Shotaira. Chazon Ish was once asked by his Talmud of Chaim Brim. Chaim Brim knew that the Chazon Ish had a very difficult life. And he said to the Chazon Ish, Rebbe, Torah Yivu Lamanani Tzorech. He says, Rebbe, how could it be that you have so many issues in life that are plaguing you constantly and you're always besimcha? What does the Chazon Ish do when he gets a little bit sad? And the Chazon Ish replied to his Talmud Mubak of Chaim Brim. Tells you, Chaim Brim, I've never been sad one day in my life. Azai zok the Chazon Ish. I have never been sad a single day in my life. Chaim Brim says, Rebbe, whatever issues he might have had, shalom bayis, health issues, he never had any children. In the end of the day, how could it be Shaykh? The Chazon Ish was happy his whole life. And the Chazon Ish told him, he says, Chaim Brim, what do you do when you get up in the morning? The first thing you do when you get up in the morning, I'd like another kavona.
That's Temuna in the Darn Pei Alephim and Alephim, but Matzir Peheim and Alephim, Ashalu Birch Baruch Tchila.
What's with the superfluous mention of Tchila?
Ashalu Birch Baruch, yes, the Hele Garan in the Darn, and the end of the day, yes, the Hashiv is the Simcha Sotaira. But what's Shalu Birch Baruch Tchila? First thing you do when you get up in the morning is to say Birch Sotaira.
A Tamar Rapam once came to Rapam. And he says, Rebbe, should I get fully dressed, walk to yeshiva, and only once I'm in Torvadas, then I should recite B'kavon Ritzuya, the Berachas HaTayro? Or should I say them already at home while I'm getting dressed, and before I walk to yeshiva, I should recite the Berachas HaTayro at home? Rapam says, I don't understand the kasha. You're going to wait till you get to yeshiva to recite the Berachas HaTayro? What are you going to think about the whole way here? What are you going to think about? And the end of the day...
How do you get up in the morning and the first thing you do, you're not excited to say a Berachas HaTayro?
Zok the Heiliga Chazanish. I get up in the morning and I say Lasak B'Divrei Torah. And I say, Eibishter Shebachabonu Mikol Amen V'Nasalanu Estarosu. How could I not be happy? He once stopped the yeshiva bachar on Yontif. And he saw the yeshiva bachar was looking somewhat downcast and despondent. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, why do you look so sad? He says, Rabbi, this is happening in my life. And this is happening. He says, but didn't you get up this morning and say with Kavana, Asher bachabonim ikalahomim and asolanim estaroso? How is it shy? You're not jumping for joy. The Yehuda gave us the Torah, the greatest gift in the history of the world. We are the Malachas Kohenim v'Goy Kadosh. In fact, the Chazon Ish went a minyan for Vasikin in his home every morning. One morning, it was a laning day, and the Chazon Ish turned to the Gabbai, and he says to the Gabbai, I'd like to get an Aliyah today. So Chazon Ish asked for an Aliyah, they give the Chazon Ish an Aliyah. So after davening, the Gabbai goes over to the Chazon Ish, and he says, Rebbe, he says, Torah Yivu Lomanani Tzorach, the Chazon Ish asked for an Aliyah, Ma Pesha Hadvar. Says, I'll tell you, this is during the Zman when the British were ruling, and they had at that Tekufa, they had a curfew. And you were not allowed outside when it was dark outside. So the Chazon Ish, Kedarka B'Kodesh, he would go out to his Merpeset and recite the Berachas HaTorah with Kavana while it was still dark before they started Vasikin, and then he'd go in and they would commence the Vasikin. So he says, I was outside this morning, and I started my Berachas HaTorah. And all of a sudden there was a British soldier, and the British soldier screamed, go back inside, but I didn't register. I had Kavon in the middle of my Berachas HaTorah, and Poshet, I didn't hear it, I didn't hear the sound. And then he screamed out again and said, if you don't get inside, this is your last warning, I'm going to shoot. And Nochmo, I didn't hear him. And then he shot me, and the bullet whizzed centimeters away from my ear. So he says, Rebbe, so you want to make a Berachas HaGomel? He says, there's no Berachas HaGomel. I wasn't bad, so in the Makom Sakana. I didn't get hit. If I got hit, and then I was an insult, then already it's a deed. But in the end of the day, I didn't get hit. I didn't get hit by the bullet. So he says, Rebbe, why'd you want the Aliyah if you didn't want to recite a Berachas HaGomel? He says, because for one split second, that bullet whizzed by my ear, I lost the full intensity of my concentration. For one split second, and a Berachas HaTorah without my utmost concentration, as Nishta Berachas HaTorah. So I need an excuse at Pesach to now recite a new Berachas HaTorah by getting an Aliyah the Torah this fighting day. To get up in the morning, Asha B'chabonu Mikol Amen. V'na Salonu Estarosu. I met recently with the Kodin of a Rebbe. He gave me a Sefer Imre Yaakov, Gevaldiga Kuntrus Miksavyan. They found from the son of one of the Friedrich Rebbe's, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak Moshemi Kodinov. And they found a little machberet of Kisveya that he wrote when he was 13 years old. Rabbi, this Gematria came when he was 13 years old. He says, Asher Bocha Bonimi Kolam, Veronimi Kolashon, we say in the Yant of Davening. Asher Bocha Bonimi Kolam, Asher Bocha Bonu, if you take Bonu, base, nun, vav. And that's Gematria 58. Asher Bocha Bonimi Kolam, and you take it away from Gematria Am, which is 110. You're left with Gematria 52, which is Gematria Kelev. Without the Torah, you're like a Molech, like a Kelev. You're like the Umas Olam that are Doma to a Kelev. Hapochas Shebachayas. Take away Gematria Bonu from Gematria Am, and you're left with Gematria Kelev. Without the Torah, what are we? Parasi Yitzahara, Kedushin Laman Amar Beis, Parasi Lo Torah Tavlin, Ramchal Masos Hashorim, Chazal Megala, this is the Tavlin, the Ein Lecha Tavlin, Chutz Mizu Vizel. That's the Torah Kedosh. That's how we start our day, recognizing the Eibishter gave us the greatest gift in the world. So they asked Reb Aaron Leibstein. They asked Reb Aaron Leib years ago, Reb Zilberstein quotes it in the Sefer Tuvcha Yaviu Parshas Yisro. How come you find Puchazi, you go out into the world and you have people and they just don't get the geschmack? They're not getting the geschmack. They don't have the geschmack you're learning. Now, when they brought people to Shmuel Birnbaum, the Mir Rosh Hashiva, and they told the Mir Rosh Hashiva that this person doesn't have a geschmack in his learning, he said, Refuah Shalema. Refuah Shalema. It's not shaykh. How is it shaykh? He doesn't have a geschmack. Ad Kedei Kach, then in the Sefer, Kemal the Kisser Shatayra, Shmuel Birnbaum said, that I don't understand what Chazal were masake in a bruch of a harav no shaluke in a bruch of shirala from a base. Move on. Tour in Shulchan Aruch. Or Chaim Sim Mem Zayin Uchaz Bruch Zitor in Sim Zayin. The harav no shaluke in a, what do you need a bruch? He says, did you ever see someone who put sugar on his ice cream? Ice cream is already sweet. What do you need to add a spoonful of sugar onto it? If Torah is already sweet, I need a bruch of a harav no. My Beshan, what do I need of a harav no? For the mice of this Rav Tzadik HaKohen. Tzadik HaKohen Yilublin writes in his comments on Mincha Chelek Aleph and Os Samach Aleph. I write to Tzadik HaKohen, why is it the Chazal were Masakein the Bruch of Haravna only when it came to a Hagdama to Liman HaTorah? Why were they not Masakein Haravna when it came to any other Mitzvah HaTorah? He says, because every time the Yitzhara tries to get you, you get up in the morning. And the Yitzhara says, aye, he's right there, Kayadua. When Rav Huna Zatzal was learning at Slobodka, he used to learn by himself. He used to learn on his own. And the Alta came over to Rav Yitzchak and he says, Rav Yitzchak, he says, where's your Chavrus? He says, Rabbi, what do you mean? I got the best Chavrus in the world. He says, what do you mean? He says, I'm learning with the Yetzirah. He says, if you're learning with the Yetzirah, why not learn with the Yetzar Tov? And why are you learning with the Yetzirah? He says, the Yetzirah. He says, he always comes on time. His reason, my demon, he always beats me, and he never leaves. And he doesn't lose sight of me for 1 second. I'm learning with the Yetzirah. What's the pshat? Because Tavlin is not the pshat. The panacea, the antidote is, it's oftentimes loosely translated. Tavlin is the pshat, it's the spices. You put spice in food to redirect it, to channel it. Take the kaychas of the Yetzirah. Tyra Tavlin teaches you how to redirect it and re-channel. How to focus all the kaychas, tmunas b'cha. And go ahead and channel them l'tayv. That's Torah Tavlin. So Shmuel Birnbaum said, someone who doesn't taste that sweetness, refuah shalom. Rav Tzadik HaKohen is here to tell us, the reason they were masakin is because anytime the Yitzhara says, I don't want you to do this mitzvah, don't sit in the sukkah, don't put on tzitzis at tefillin today, chalila v'chas. So what do? You take out a Shulchan Aruch, you take out a Gemara Menachos, you take out a Gemara, and you sit and learn the Gemara, I'll see Yitzhara, I'll see the Torah Tavlin. But what if that same Yitzhara says, I don't want you to learn today? What do you do? Take out a Sefer, Hokufa, that's exactly what he's telling you not to do. So you can't take out the Torah. Every other mitzvah that he tries to prevent you from performing. So no problem, take out a Geshmaka Sefer. And the Mela, that's going to be Maori, you'll Latov, and you'll sit and do that Maisa mitzvah. But if he tells you not to learn, what are you going to do? I'm going to take out the Sefer. He's telling me not to open up the Sefer. Teretz is, save a Haravna, but save with Kavona. Dr. Bauerleim Steinman bought by Rev Zilberstein Tufcha Yabiu Parshas Yisro. When people say they don't have the geschmack, they don't have the sweetness of Torah, ask them if they woke up this morning and recited the bracha, the harav, no, did they say it with the geschmack? Did they say it with kavano? I was sitting not that long ago with Rav Lippa Yisraelson and Einikol of Rav Yoshev Zatzal. And Rav Lippa told me that the Magid of Shlomo Levenstein once approached him. And he says, Rav Lippa, can you please arrange? I want to watch, I want to observe the Gold Hador Rav Yoshev when he gets up in the morning. I want to personally witness the Gold Hador's morning routine and the recitation of his Birchas HaTorah. So Rav Lippa said, I almost got myself in big trouble because he can't stop bring people stop to Rav Yoshev. He says, for Shlomo Levenstein, Odom Gadol, says, I worked it out with him. 2 o'clock in the morning, he was going to be there right outside the window. I made sure that there was a place he could peer in, and he could see, and he could listen to everything that goes on. Rav Yoshev, and he was already 97 years old at the time. 97 years old at the time, Rav Yoshev, parenthetically. Rav Zilber, Zalman Zilber, Chassidus Shiur, told me he was in the room when Rav Yoshev had a life-threatening illness. and they bought over the doctor. They had a bidding war. Somebody bid $250,000, and they bought over the doctor from America to heal Rabbi Yosef. He did the surgery. And he told me he was in the room when Rabbi Yosef awoke from the anesthesia. Rabbi Yosef said, "Ani rotzeh lagid toda rabba l'rofei." He says, "Rebbe," he says, I'll say it for you. Gov Ador, you just woke up from anesthesia, general anesthesia. He's 96, 97 years old. He says, "Rebbe, I'll be your shluch, shluch shlon kamos." He says, "They have a draw. We say moda narbona." Nobody could say thank you on your behalf. So Rabbi Yosef says, "I want you to teach me." He says, "Rebbe," he says, "I'll say it, just say toda rabba, I'll be your maturgamon." He says, "No, I have to be the one to thank." So he says, "Zalman, practice it with me." He says, "Thank you." He says, "No, I want the whole longer statement. Thank you very much." And the Gol Hadar, I never said those English words. And there he is practicing with Zalman Suber. I heard the Maisa from him. And a Project Inspire convention years ago, he says, "I practiced with Rabbi Yosef. Thank you very much." He calls over the doctor and he says, "Doctor, thank you very much." And the doctor turns to Zalman and says, "I got to tell you, Zalman Suber," he says, "I've met many people." He says, "I'm a devout Christian. And all I can tell you is after meeting and getting to know a little bit, a drop of the godless of your Golden Hador, I wish that my Pope was like your holy rabbi. I wish that my Pope was a me'ain of what your Golden Hador lahavdol afi shabalfi avdovus was." See, here he is shortly after that surgery. And he's back in his home and he's getting up with a walker. Every painstaking step that he takes. And he gets up in the morning and he washes Nagavas and he starts to recite the Birchas HaTorah. Rav Shlomo Levinstein told Rav Lippa, "I sat there pushed, mesmerized by the window. It's etched and engraved in my memory and my psyche, Le'ol Me'ad. 97 years old at the time. And hearing and watching Rabbi Yosef say the Birchas HaTorah, the Har of Noah, the Zaygesh Shmak, my life is forever changed. I'll never learn the same as I did before." And Rav Lippa added, says, Nochmo, when he was in his 90s, he says, "I used to sometimes daven in the tzrif. I used to daven right next to my Zaydi. And I made sure to finish up my Shmon Esrei a little more quickly. And I wanted to listen to my Zaydi daven. Bifrat when he got to Elokai Nitzor, the Shnitzor, the Shonim Yavachu, Pesach Levi Besor Secha." He says, hearing my Zaydi say the words, Pesach Levi Besor Secha, says, my whole Mabat, my whole Gisha, Klapi Levi Nataira, was Mikana Lahaba forever changed. Hearing the geschmack of a Pesach Levi Besor Secha, of a thirst, of an unquenchable, insatiable appetite. How much did he already know? But Vashishim Chochma, no, keep steiging. Lech L'Sholem, always steiging, always growing, always a whole lech. Rav Yaakov Katina, Korban Ani, the oft adjoining parashios, Nitzom HaMayelach, Klal Yisrael, Alta Nitzovim, Aber B'Vayelach Moshe, even at 120, even on his final day, where's he going? I don't even need to know. Vayelach Moshe L'An, Echetesi, we don't need to know. All we need to know is even at 120, he's still a whole lech. He's still Zachariah, Gimel Zayim, Nesati L'Cham Alichim, and Om D'Mayelach. He's still steiging, he's still thirsting. More Torah, more Torah. That's Rav Yosef. Pesach Libi B'Sor Asecha. Added Rav Lippa Yisraelson. Says Chodesh Av would come. And Rav Yosef, that was his Bein Hazman. That was his Bein Hazman, Chodesh Av. He didn't have the same Shibud of Kabbalat Kahal, of his Kabbalat Kahal. So what did he do? He was able to stay and learn a little bit more relaxed. Well, the Maisa used to still come home for lunch, 1 o'clock every day. He used to learn Kayadua and all sorrow nearby, a couple of minute walk away from his home, from his apartment. And it was one day that Batsheva came, one of her sons got engaged, she became a chassan, she came, traveled on a bus from Bnei Brak to tell her father, Rabbi Yosef, about the simcha. Now she knew she didn't want to stare Rabbi Yosef. Kayadua, she knew the schedule, you don't stare Rabbi Yosef. In fact, he asked her once, who's a bigger masmid? Your husband, Rechayim Kenevsky, or your father, Rabbi Yosef Sholem Yosef? So she thought, she mused about it, pondered it for a moment, and then she said, you know what, it could be my father, Rabbi Yosef, as a shtickle bigger masmid. Why is that? He says, Baruch Hashem, can I know? Are they all both have? So many children, 8 o'clock or 8 o'clock, they have so many, so many children. He says, Rav Chaim knows the names of all his great-grandchildren, 100+. He says, my father, Rav Yosef, he doesn't know all the names. He's a shtickle bigamasman. I told the story to Rav Lippa Yisos, and he says, Rabbi Fahd, it's not true. He says, I know my uncle, Rav Chaim Kanevsky, and trust me, he also doesn't know the names of all his great-grandchildren. Albert, that famous Maisa. when they came to Rabbi Yoshua, when he had his first great great grandson, different Ischos, and Yehudei Hochas Mila, the Tumas Edition, Talmud Mubak, the Leket Yosher, says that anyone who serves as Sandik by different Gersos, whether it's a great grandson or great great grandson's bris, Lo Yira Penei Gehenim, Lo Yira Penei Gehenim, say, came to Rabbi Yosef, and they said, Rabbi, you had your first great grandson, you could be Sandik. They're inviting you to B'nai Brak, I'll pick you up tomorrow. And he says, what? It's going to share my story. You give them a mazel tov, you'll be my shliach. Give them a geshmak, a mazel tov. I have to stay learned. It's a sabo. Zaidi, but don't say the luck in Yosher. You have a ticket, a VIP pass directly into Gan Eden Shamaila. Though you're a Pnei Gehenim if you're a Sandik. He says, I hope I could get into Gan Eden through the front entrance. I hope that with all my Torah, I don't need the segula to go in the back door. I hope I can go in Efshar from the front. So Rabbi Yosef used to learn in Oal Sarah. So he used to come home 1 o'clock for lunch. Mamish the Yash on the money. And Bat Sheva came to tell her father that one of her sons just became a chassan. And she came to the apartment. It was 1 o'clock. And they waited 1:05. And Rabbi Yosef still didn't come home. And Rav Lippa was there. He was the Masharis of a Zaidi at the time. They waited until 1:10 and they were getting a little worried. Where's Zaidi? Where's Rabbi Yosef? So Rav Lippa was sent to find Rabbi Yosef. He went to Oal Sarah, and he banged, and he banged, and he banged on the door, as loud as he could. Didn't hear a single response. So he figured he must have left. After he went around in a circuitous route, maybe he went a different way this time. So he went, he looked all around. Finally, it's already 1:25. He figures he went back to the apartment. He's not there. He looked all over. Hey, it's got to be. It's got to be in Oal Sarah. So he goes and he finds the Gabbai and he says to the Gabbai, we're worried because Rabbi Yosef, it's already 1:25, 1 o'clock, he's supposed to be home. Maybe Chalil v'chas, something happened. Can I get the key? And Rav Lippa Yisraelson tells me he took the key and he opened up the door and there was Rabbi Yosef learning in the pina in the corner. He says, my Zaidi was learning there. It was 1:25. And I heard the niggin, Kayadu, he used to learn with the Geshmak and niggin, Megillah Amud Beis. Hakari below Zimra Shoni below Zay. He's learning with the Gavaldig and niggin. And he's Shakul the Gamri. He had no idea what is going on in the world. I came over, I said, Zaidi. He still didn't turn around. I went over, I put my hand on his back, and I started to shake him. I said, Zaidi, Zaidi! And only when I shook him did he finally, he says, yes, what's the problem? He says, Zaidi, it's supposed to be you. He says, oy vey. He says, but Zaidi, how's it shaykh? He says, every day you're mamish without any alarm. You're always home at 1 o'clock. He says, yeah, but since Chodesh Av just started, and I know I don't have any Kabbalat Kahal today. So I said, I get to learn a little bit longer. It was hard to pull myself away. He says, and I saw on his face, the glow. The glow was the famous Meisor Ephraim Waxman says over about the Sukkot of Avnei Nezer. He was marrying off a child, and Avnei Nezer said, okay, we did all the achanas for the chuppah. You know what? When they're ready and they finish with all the tumult, then you'll call me to walk my daughter down the chuppah. See, he got into a sugya. Mamash opened up the Gemara, she takes us to reshine it. And he's mamash delighting, he's licking up the Masukha Midashin of a Sufin. And they came to tell him, Rebbe, you got to go walk your daughter down the chuppah. He says, oh, I face where? And he closes the Gemara, he says, oh, it's our Gidobana. That's the Arevis, that's the Masika Satira. So they asked Rav Chaim Kanevsky. You have a Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Paskin and Orchaim Simim Zayin Siv Zayin, and that if you say an Ava Rabba, you potter up, it's the Mamali Mokum Kilu of the Brachas Satira of a person inadvertently forgot to recite the Brachas Satira in the morning. So they asked Rav Chaim Kanevsky in the Sefer Shema Tfilosi Daf Lamed Gimel, they said, we don't understand Kashal Avim. And the Ava Rabba, you have a same Bilibeinu Lahavinu Lahaskel Lishmo Limur Lami Lishmav Lasos. You have eight different things that are spelled out. Baruch Bin Chaketano. Hey, Mister, I want the understanding. Why Lahavinu Lahaskel V'chule? Where is all that in my Berachas Satira? If Ava Rabba Kilu is Meshtami, says the Mamali Mokum my Berachas Satira. Where's all the Bina Lahavinu Lahaskel Lishmo? Where is that in my Berachas Satira? Zok to Chaim Kinesk. What do you mean? It's right there. And the ever succinct phrase, the two words V'harevna. V'harav no. Because if you say V'harav no and you ask the Eibishter for Arevis and Masika Satira, then you don't need to ask for the Bino Lahavan Ol Haska Lishmo Olam Alabe. And the Magia cites a story, the Meshach Chochma and a Chavrusa once for 6 months. And any time they got to a Shverkite and a Taisus and a Rashba, the Meshach Chochma and a Simcha would say, take it to Hillim and daven for Ava Satira. So Chavrusa said, Rabbi, Ava Satira, why don't I daven to find for up the Shverkite and the Rashba? Let me daven for the Yisha, for the Teretz, and the Taisus and the Rabbah. He says, Em Shalchomash Alma Davadayim. A mother has a child. She goes out shopping. She turns to a neighbor. She says, Rachel, can you do me a taiva? Can you take care of my child? Returns home 20 minutes later. And the baby is crying hysterically. The mother takes her newborn child into her hands. And within seconds, she assuages, she mollifies the baby. Everything is calm. The neighbor says, how'd you do that? She says, if you love the child like I love the child, then you know instinctively, automatically, what the needs and the wants of this newborn child are. Zokta Meir Simcha, you know why we have Shverkites and Taisusim and Rambans and Rashbas and Rifas and Pnei Yeshuas? You know why it's difficult? Because we don't love it enough. But if we loved it enough, we'd be so in tune, we'd be so mizdabik. Seseva Haram no bekavona amitas kavona ritsuya. And if you have the Haram, then you don't need the Bina, Lahavan, Lahaskal, Lishmoa, Tonin, Vila, Yarab, and Perkin Ches. Yezoichet also says, if you're learning Machmas, the Avasator, the Mesikos, we just had in Rosh Chodesh benching, Avasator of Yerushalayim. That's the Avos HaTorah. So allow me to close with the following. It always intrigued me. David HaMelech on the pages of his Tehillim tells us, Kapitel Yotes and Pasuk Yud Aleph, Adivrei Torah Nechmodim Mizov Mipaz Rav, O Mesukim Midvash Venofes Suf. Sweeter than honey and the dripping of honeycombs. Geshmak, sweeter than honey. Mesukim midvash. Chavetz Chaim, Hagdomer, Likuti, Alochas, and Kochim, Kayadua. Goes Ashur, you throw someone into honey over time, it has the chemical properties, it's going to transform whatever is immersed in honey into that honey itself. Throw yourself into the Yama Taira, into the Yama Talmud, and you'll just be absorbed and overwhelmed, and you become one and one with the Taira. They asked the Brisker Rav once, what's the difference between Rav Chaim, the Tati, and all the other Gedolei Yisrael? Says, all the other Gedolei Yisrael, they're engaged to the Torah. Brochus and Zayin Aman Aleph, Torah Tzivah Lana Moshe, Hatikim Moshe Lama Rosa, they're all engaged to the Torah. My Tati, Rav Chaim, he's married to the Torah. He's married to the Torah. The Torah is sweeter than honey. Even honey, Kayadu, the Chavetz Chaim would say, so you have a little cotton candy, you have a little honey, you give a little child 2 fingers, 3 fingers full, half the little while, you get a little sick and tired of it. Mashiach and Torah is Mesukim Midvash. Another vart and another vart, you keep jumping out for those drops that come from on high. You never ever get tired. Chalila v'chas. More and more. Nochma, another vart. Another Shtukah Torah, another Shir. So why is it that Chazal u'Mesakin in Abirchas HaTorah? Why is it that the nusach is v'harav no, and why v'harav no? The fiyin he is taiting v'chayrav. David HaMelech state in Tehillim. It's mosuk midvash, mosuk midvash. So why weren't they masaking the nusach atvi anshigenes gedola? And tell me, it's anshigenes already brachas yedalef from an aleph. We have the machloikus. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's masaking v'harav no shom lo kainu. V'tzatzein v'cholin avad. It's very much him that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who tells us we have to daven for the Rebbe's Messiah, and we have to give it over to the next generation. He's the same Baal HaMem, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Matzir, Peyam and Aleph, that says, based on Kabbalah's Dalai Yud Beis, V'chut HaMashulash, Lomar Hiri and Otek, Hu Tamachocham, and O Tamachocham, and O Tamachocham, and then Torah Le Yom HaShatorah, and Picham, and Bizar, and Zachav, and Meil of Aram, no, daven for Tzatzein, and Tzatzei, daven for all your progeny. So Rabbi Yochanan tells Aram, why V'Arav? Why a Loshen of Rebbe's? Why not Masikus? And the Chorah, they're not the same. My favorite, the Rechaim HaKadosh, the Heilig Rechaim. After Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Sai, only 5 people that were zoichet to the title Kadosh. The Rechaim HaKadosh, the Shlo HaKadosh, the Ari HaKadosh, the Yir HaKadosh, and the Alshach HaKadosh. Tzorch Bir, what's the Tzad HaShav Adavka in those 5? Ayin Shiuri Bagad and Sanhedrin who discusses it. HaKoponim, Rechaim HaKadosh, the most geshmak Rechaim Parshas Kisavu Perchavol Pusik and Aleph, the Samachta B'chol HaTov, Hey Tov El HaTayra, Pirkei Avos Vav Gimel, Shinemar Kilech Kach Tov, Hem Ha'yu B'nei Adam Magishim B'mesikus V'arevus Tov HaTayra, and all the gold and silver in the world would mean nothing to them. They wouldn't allow Chpatlehem to build, to do renovations on the kitchen for the 20th time. They don't need the Tesla SUV. They don't need the Lexus. They don't need the fancy Rolex. Nothing interests them. You have the Torah, but what? What's Masikas and what's Arevus? What's a Nekudas Achilek between them? Says Sora Meir Simcha, the Meshach Chochma says, and the Shemus and Adofim of Mosuk, the Umas, in contradistinction to Arev, Mosuk is the word clearly conveys. It's something that's sweet, inherently intrinsically sweet. Honey is intrinsically, honey will never go sour. Isaac Asimov even points out in his Book of Facts that until they discovered sugar in the West Indies trade in the Crusades, the only thing sweet in the world that they knew was honey. That was the paradigm of sweetness. Everything was compared to honey. That's intrinsically sweet. Honey never sours, never decays, nor does it decompose, and never diminishes. Ah, that's sweetness. What's Arev? Arev is of Tomei Simcha. That's like the Keturis, the Simonia Keturis that incorporated the Chelbana, which intrinsically emitted a putrid odor, but when you combine it with the rest, Arev, Loshin, or Vuvia, when you mix the two together, then it's a Geshmak, a taste. That's the Chiluk, writes the Meshech Chochma, between Mosik, the Umas, Arev. Sounds like Arev is, as the word clearly connotes, it's in Ervufia. Ki kolech Arev, amarech neveh. Who's the Kol Yaakovino? Kol Yaakov. Kishmak, hako kol Yaakov, yiraim yidei Esav. And Parsis tonus chavzayin chabeis. Hako kol Yaakov. Kol is Gematria 136, writes the Gra, because he was the mizik, the synthesis of the chesed of Avraham with the din of Yitzchak. You take chesed, Gematria, din, you bring them together, it yields Gematria 136, that's Kol. But he's not one Kol. Shtei demerish, he's the Kol of Torah, the Kol of Tefillah. He's kol Yaakov. You mix the two Kolos, 136 and 136. Yields Gematria 272, Gematria Erev, Ki Kolecha Erev. That's Erev. Who's masaking the tefillah of the Erev? Erev, the Ervuvia of the Hagib Baboker Chastacha with the Manas Walelas, the Phineas Daiti. The one who's masaking the tefillah of the Erev is Yaakovino, the Kol Erev. Erev, Gematria 272, 136 and 136. I know I do speak fast, I apologize. As they told me in the Shul Rav Feiner, if you would speak as slowly as you daven and daven as fast as you speak, then we'd be in good shape. So I was once at Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shul in Brooklyn, and I was speaking at a Yom Iyun, and mamash, I got so into the topic, I was mamash, I didn't breathe for the first 7 minutes. And I was mamash so into it, all of a sudden, from the Yisrael Shnosham on top, a woman's voice came out that said, Rabbi Feiner, please slow down. I said, I'm sorry, but Matzina Tesei Mashkich in the Basco. So Rabbi Sayle Siyuma Demilsa, why is it Vaharev now? Why not ask for a conjugation of Masikus? I want to taste the Masikus. David HaMelech. When David HaMelech is learning, it's Mosek. And even when the Alumas Yosef, the brother of the Mishnah Siyave, it's published in Tavshin Lamed Zayin, a Gevaldik Yosef, Alumas Yosef from the Rambam, in his Agdama, writes of Aaron Yosef Jolti, the brother of the Mishnah Siyave, he says, what was the Chiddush of Shlomo? David already said, when you're learning, Atz Masukim, Midvashin of Vasufim. So what's Shlomo adding in Cheshir, Pradala Posek and Aleph, Dvash Vachol of Tachas Lashonech? What's the Chiddush of the son when the Tati already told me? He says, the Tati was talking when a Yid is learning Beinol of Einatzmo. And you're Dalad Alma Shahalocha, you got to taste the Geshmak, the sweetness of Torsenu HaKadosha. Shlomo was what? He was the one saying over the Mishlei, the Kohelas, Bishas Hakel. He was the master orator. He was giving over the Torah. When you taste the sweetness, you can't just keep it to yourself. You have to share it with the world. Move the tongue and share the sweetness. Writes the brother Katzais and Kuntras Asfakis. Writes the brother Katzais. He says, you know what, writing the Sefer? He says, you go on a trip around the world, but when you come back, you can't share the experience. Nobody could taste it vicariously. Who would go on a trip around the world? He says, if you can't share the experience, I remember readers died. I looked at Reader's Digest years ago. They had an article. They said up to 50% of the geschmack of a vacation is coming back and sharing the experiences and showing the pictures of somebody else. As he says, I went on a trip on a journey through the Yama Talmud, through the Yama Torah. I got to share the experience. So I have to write the Sefer. Mesikus, but not just when you're learning. Bein Cholav, Bein Atzmacha. Tavash Vacholav, Tachas Lashonech. Zok De Alumas Yosef. You got to share the geschmack. Let them, the listeners, see the Tavash, see the Cholav. So why Taka, not the Lashon of Masikas, why Vaharavna? So perhaps Lefi and Yastaiti, the idea is as follows. Lamaisa, when we start our day and recite the Brichas HaTorah, let's face it, we don't always wake up every single morning with that same geschmack. Yes, we want to savor the unparalleled sweetness of Masikas and Arevas HaTorah. However, the Metzias is that not everybody gets stuck. People learning now Daf Yomi Yevamos. I can tell you, I speak to people in my shul learning Daf Yomi Yevamos. Can you do Oni? Rosh Hativis, the Rizal, Erev and Ida Yevamos. The learning Rabbi, find you, save me. Ah Yevamos. And Mamish, not everyone tastes the Masikas HaTorah. But the Meshech Chochma told us that V'harav knows a lashon of Ervuvia. Se'ef Shavuot, the Heilig Roshim Nechai tells us Brachas Daf Hayyam and Aleph. Sholosh Matonis Tovas Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrov Lo Ninan Ela Ayyadei Yisurin. Torah Erzon Amab, nothing meaningful in life comes Ela B'derech Yisurin. Where's Amela Mataira? At the beginning of the Parsha called the Tochacha Parshas B'chol Kosai. To Amela Mataira, where's the only time in Gantz Tanakh Amela is even mentioned? Iyuv. Parakei Pasuk Zayin Ki Adam La Amayulat Iyov, the Book of Suffering. Torah's Niknis Biyasur and Rohi Adavorim Lemisha Amram. Rav Shimon Nechai Sikkim Amheim and Beis. He could pot up the whole world. Zot Marshoch Elusha Godus Machma says Yisurin. He had a difficult life, but he learned Toch the Yisurin. We get up in the morning, let's face it, the reality is we're not going to taste the Masikas every time we open up the Sefer. Every time we open up the Gemara, it's not always going to happen, it's not inevitable. And sometimes it's difficult. And sometimes they are Yisurin. And sometimes we get to Shavuos and we push and then we want to stay up Nachamol the second night, and it's not always easy. I remember once at a Torah Masorah convention, Rav Aaron Feldman, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, was speaking on a Shal Shudas, a Torah Masorah, and he says, I'm so bothered. Somebody showed me one of the famous Jewish publications, and they had a full page ad, and they showed a delectable geschmack, a piece of cheesecake with the blueberry and cherry topping dripping down the side, and the caption underneath read, you think Shavuos is just about cheesecake? And on the bottom they had geschmack looking blintzes, and they said it's also about the blintzes. Zokta Rosh Yeshiva, this is Shavuos. It's not about the cheesecake and it's not about the blintzes. It's about the sweetest gift in the history of the world to our Seinu HaKadosh, Lekach Tov, Ein Tov HaLatoyah. But we don't always see it and we don't always feel it. Say, Yibushcho, you know what my Nusach of the Bracha is going to be? I'm going to get up in the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it might be a day that's Mola Yisur, and it might be a day that's Domod HaChayshach. But V'harivna, if I don't taste the Masikas right away, at least V'harivna, take all my plugging and all my Masiris Nefesh, and take my Yisur, and take my difficulty. And when you mix that in, and when I finally work, and I schwitz, and I put in the blood, sweat, and guts, and I sit, and I'm Shakur, Basma, the Rabba, Atzuma, over the Taisus, the Rashba, and the river, the Pnei Yeshua, and I take it a concise, and it's difficult, and I plug. Regardless, and then I get the pshat. I might not have tasted the Masikas all throughout, but when I get to the end, V'harevna, when I put together all the Revuvia, the full gamut, the full spectrum of all those diverse emotions, and you package it all together, the Revuvia that ensues, Eivishtor V'harevna, Rabbeisai, this Yontif, it's not about cheesecake and it's not about blintzes. This Yontif is about the Samachta B'chol HaTov. Aye, but it's not Tov Leivav. You bet it's not Tov Leivav. Because as some say for the Bas Ayin told us, you always got to be thirsty. So we're going to come out of this Yarche Kala. And Baruch Hashem, this fuels the flames, that Heilige Neshama, that's burning, that fire, that Isha Torah that says, I want to keep consuming, I want to eat up the Torah, I want to lick up. Avet, I want to tats mit the Aleph. That's what I want to soak up from this Yarche Kala. I want to light my neshama on fire like never before. And we'll see after the Shmaya Met Hashem, we'll put the cheesecake and blintzes to the side. And we'll learn, and we'll be shakua in our learning this Shavuos. As Man Mamatar says, we get married to the Eibishter yet again. I want to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what I'm thirsting for in life? Ish lefi mahalado, my rotzen is, Zok Devova, rotz, you run in the direction of your rotzen. My rotzen is one thing and one thing only. I want more beautiful, sweet-tasting raindrops. I want more mayim of Torah, more tzais and asivis, more pnei Yeshuas and kivegers, more gemara, more blat, gemara Tysis, more Mishnayis, I want more Taira, which we Zoycha Vesiyat HaShemayim to be Makabel, and to love and to taste the sweetness like never before. A good denacht and a geschmack, a lebedek, as Mama Tartosenu, a bar of Leno, the Taira.